All right, so the time is 6:04 on July 27, 2023. And I'd like to call this meeting of the Human Relations Commission to order. Would the secretary please call the roll?
Commissioner Custodio Ten is absent. Commissioner Diaz?
Present.
Commissioner Felix is absent. Commissioner Gomez?
Present.
Commissioner Holm is absent. Commissioner Lake?
Present.
Commissioner Lares Urquidez?
Here.
Commissioner Olawi?
Here.
Commissioner Pajanor?
Present.
Vice Chair Kina Yub?
Present.
And Chair Branch?
Present. So we have a new commissioner who is here tonight, Commissioner Diaz. So welcome to the commission. Would you like to take a moment here and just kind of quickly introduce yourself?
Yes, thank you. So first of all, greetings everybody. I'm David Diaz. And very briefly, I have a background in international relations. My PhD studies were in international law, international relations at Universidad Complutense de Madrid. Currently, I do outreach for the County of San Diego Register of Voters with an emphasis on serving underserved communities as far as voter outreach, voter participation. And I wear many other hats, but to not take up the commission's time, I think that's it for my introduction. And if anybody has any questions, I will be around after our meeting. I'm looking forward to getting to know all of you.
All right. Thank you and welcome. You.
Welcome.
The first order on the agenda is public comment. Do we have any speakers?
We do not have requests to speak, but we did receive an e-comment as well as an email, and they are part of your packet.
Let's see. Okay, so it looks like we have two emails here.
It's an e-comment and an email, and they're from the same individual, Mary Davis.
And would both of them be considered part of public comment?
Okay. Correct.
Okay, so keeping with what we've been doing in the past, I will read them. User Mary Davis has entered the following comments. I am writing to this body with a serious concerns about one of your members and her recent troubling behavior she exhibited at the Chula Vista Elementary School District. It is unbecoming for a member of the general public, but was especially egregious for someone who sits on the Human Relations Commission. The conduct of Ms. Nazia Kinayub at the Chula Vista Elementary School District Board meeting in May 2023, where she called another attendee an expletive in chambers during the meeting, and then later was alleged to have aggressively accosted an elderly woman who was in a walker outside in the parking lot. I'm formally asking you to remove Ms. Kinayub from this commission, given her demonstrated behavior that was antithetical to the goals of this commission. Every member on this body should absolutely be leading by example via modeling. And Ms. Kinayub's behavior was detrimental to both civility as well as to the reputation and work of this commission. And then the second one, it seems to be on the same subject. Oh, it looks like it's the same. Yeah, it's the same. It's the same language. Okay, the next order in the agenda is action items. Item 4.1, approval of meeting minutes.
I do want to make a note for the record. When the agenda was published, the draft minutes included an error in them, and then subsequently we have made revisions to them. They're also part of your packet, a separate stapled version. We had failed to register an abstention vote under the consent calendar, as well as under item 6.3.
Let me just make sure I'm clear. So what we have right now in front of us is the correct version.
That's correct.
What was sent by email was missing something.
Correct.
Okay. So I need a motion for approval of the minutes.
So moved.
I second.
So approval of the minutes, we have a motion and a second for approval of the minutes. Is there any further discussion? Will the secretary please call the roll?
For the record, there were no e-comments submitted under the item and there are no requests to speak. I will now read the vote by roll call. Commissioner Diaz?
Since I was not present at the last meeting, I will respectfully abstain.
Commissioner Lake?
Aye.
Commissioner Lares Urquidez?
Aye.
Commissioner Alawi?
I was in here at the last meeting as well. I
was in A. So you're abstaining?
Right.
Commissioner Pajanor?
Aye.
Vice Chair Kina Yub?
Aye.
And Chair Branch?
Aye. The next item on the agenda is item 4.2, selection of chair and vice chair for fiscal year 2023 to 2024.
The recommend- Chair, apologies. That motion did not pass as there were 5 affirmative votes and we require 6.
So what's the procedure for, what happened? We just carry on to the next meeting?
It's up to you, we can trail it or continue it to the next meeting, or if there's an alternative motion.
Can I ask for a point of clarification? Just because a commissioner was not here at the last meeting does not mean they have to abstain from a vote. Is that correct?
That's correct.
I'll go ahead and say hey to that.
So it sounds like you are going to reconsider your abstention? Okay. So at this point, could you, Secretary, call the roll again?
Could I get a motion?
Okay.
So moved.
Anyone second the motion?
I second.
Okay, so the motion has been moved and seconded. Would the Secretary please call the roll?
Commissioner Diaz?
Aye.
Commissioner Lake?
Aye.
Commissioner Lares Urquidez?
Aye.
Commissioner Olawi?
Aye.
Commissioner Pajanor?
Aye.
Vice Chair Kina Yub?
Aye.
And Chair Branch?
Aye.
Motion passes.
So the next item on the agenda is item 4.2, selection of chair and vice chair for fiscal year 23-24. Does staff have any comments on this item or any introduction?
The item before you today is the normal, every July, the beginning of the fiscal year, a chair and a vice chair is selected for the commission. I guess I'll recall that for the past 2 years, there's been consistency in the, or consensus to continue the chair and the vice chair. So chair, it has been Chair Branch and Vice Chair Nadia Kina Yu.
Are there any speakers?
There were no e-comments submitted and I have no requests to speak.
Well, I'll just start by saying, as you know, the basic role of the chair is to run the meetings here. The chair gets or kind of reviews the agenda and works with staff on the agenda ahead of the meetings. Those are kind of the primary things that the chair does each month. If anybody has any questions or comments about the role of the chair or vice chair, you can open the floor to those.
No, I do not have a question. I'd like to nominate or I'll make a motion that the chair and the vice chair remain the same, with some comment, if they're so agreeable. With some comment here, we have at least 5 new members of the Human Relations Commission that are coming on to the Human Relations Commission at this time. I believe that that's a very large number of people who are coming in to learn about what the Human Relations Commission does, and I believe stability within the chair and the vice chair is of the utmost importance at this time, given the fact that we do have a large class of entering commissioners who really, as far as I've been able to review, only one of the commissioners has had any experience on another commission. And so I think that this stability is for the betterment of the Human Relations Commission if the chair and the vice chair are so inclined to accept.
Is the Vice Chair Kina Yub, are you willing to continue serving as vice chair?
I'm honored.
And I would be, or am willing to continue to serve as chair. I do need a second to the motion.
I second.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, I ask the secretary to please call the roll.
All right. Motion made by Commissioner Lake, nominating as chair, Commissioner Petrina Branch, and as vice chair, Commissioner Nadia Kina Yub. Seconded by Commissioner Alawi. I'll now read the vote by roll. Commissioner Diaz?
Aye.
Commissioner Lake?
Aye.
Commissioner Lares Urquidez?
I think I'm going to abstain. I don't know. I'm part of the new commissioners here. I don't know nothing about this, and I expressed that in the last position, but I don't know about this email for Ms. Nadia. I don't know what is going to happen, but other than that, that's the reason why I'm going to abstain, because of this.
Okay. Commissioner Alawi?
Aye.
Commissioner Pajanor?
Aye.
Vice Chair Kina Yub?
Aye.
And Chair Branch?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Well, I just want to thank you all for the opportunity to serve again. I appreciate that you've, trust me to continue in this role, and thank you.
You have experience.
Thank you. All right, the next item on the agenda is consideration, item 4.3, consideration of a resolution for City Council recommending establishment of a Citizens Law Enforcement Review Board. I would like to ask Vice Chair Kina Yub if she could speak to this.
Thank you so much. So this is a work in progress. I am waiting for our other Commissioner Will to come back, just so that we can finish it up, but this is a rough draft and I want to be fully transparent with how we're forming this. Right now, it states the resolution for Police Accountability Committee. We, the members of the Human Relations Commission, request that the City of Chula Vista Council open a Police Accountability Committee where members of the public may express their concerns through a separate entity. Whereas the committee will serve to increase public confidence and accountability of peace officers employed by the Chula Vista Police Department by conducting independent, thorough, timely, and impartial reviews of complaints of misconduct and deaths and other specified incidents arising out of or in connection with actions of peace officers. Whereas the committee will be open and transparent in their examination and findings of any concerns brought forth. Whereas the committee will consider a police officer's duties in comparison to the situation in question. Whereas a Police Accountability Committee will ensure the Chula Vista Police Department provides fair, impartial, and compassionate services with full transparency to the committees they serve and persons under their care. So two of the whereases, the first one and the last one, came directly from the kind of a mash of the CLRB and San Diego. And it comes from their mission statement and their actions. The one in the middle are to kind of reinforce the idea that this is a a body that is meant to stay neutral. So we take into consideration a police officer's duty, the situation that they are placed in and how they will respond to that as compared to the concern itself. And I put in their concerns basically because these are concerns that will come up from anything. So I'm open to hear any feedback.
Hello, yes. Have you submitted a slip to speak? So yeah, if you can submit a slip.
I'm sorry, can you approach the dais? We need to get your voice on the record.
Hi, good evening. My name is Gina, and I was just confused. Did Ms. Ayub, did you say that this, is this coming from the city council or you're presenting it to the city council? I just missed that part.
We're presenting it to
okay.
the city council.
So nothing is on the, we don't have anything that oversees the police right now.
I believe we have a...
Is the question...
No, my question is, I guess the Human Relations Commission is submitting this to the Chula Vista City Council for consideration.
Yes.
And my question is, so right now there's nothing overseeing the police in case they do wrong, or is that just internal affairs that handles that?
Yes, so right now it's just internal affairs with any kind of complaint that's lodged for the city. There is, however, a chief's, right? A chief's?
There is a community advisory committee, correct. Within
okay,
the police
which
department.
Is different than this.
Correct.
Okay, and that community advisory committee, that's through the police department, correct?
Correct.
Correct, okay. That's all. And how many people are you looking for this committee, that your suggestion? Do you know yet?
So right now, we're still framing it.
Okay.
My hope is that it would look like a commission like this one. Right. But that would be up to the city council ultimately.
Okay, all righty, thank you.
I do have a question, if I may, Madam Chair.
Yes, go ahead.
So I know in other jurisdictions like LA, one of my cohort members from my master's degree was on the City of LA Human Relations Commission. I know that they have some police oversight authority and functions. So would this be a committee that would exist under our Human Relations Commission, or it would be a separate standalone?
Commissioner Kina, you want to address that?
So my intention is to have it a separate set alone, because the Human Relations Commission was really established to work on the welcoming city and to respond to concerns that the community had in terms of inclusivity. We had a part where we were overseeing, I think it was the technology, and it just was a lot to have onto the commission on top of everything that we did. So in my perception, looking at larger cities just like ours, like San Diego and the county, a separate police accountability, I think, would separate that and make it more fair than just having the Human Relations Commission. Because we would have to revamp the Human Relations Commission to really do it. I think this would be like a commission that solely looks at that, is my intention.
I have a question or two. Do you contemplate that this, what powers do you contemplate that this committee would have? For example, would they have any kind of subpoena power? And what would be the outcome of their findings? Like, they would make, say, a finding that maybe there was some problem. What would happen next?
So the CLRB has... power, but they do not have subpoena power, and they have an entire separate section that is employed by the county in order to look into complaints. I don't believe that we would be able to set something up like that, so this would be more of a go-between between the public and the police department. They would be able to ask the police department what happened, get information, have a response from the officer in question, and then be able to speak to the public and be able to decipher. The biggest thing is I believe that IA, they're all doing that internally. So in my opinion, if you're working with somebody, you have a close relationship to them, it's going to be a little harder to be able to take yourself out of the situation. Having a commission allows somebody separate to be able to look at that and be able to see it both from the community member's point of view and the police officer's point of view.
I have, Ms. Nadia mentioned that the first one and last one were us, those are from San Diego Police, right?
Yes, the first one and last one are from the CLRB board, and then the middle ones are kind of a mashup taken from the San Diego. The San Diego is not a CLRB board. It's not a separate division in San Diego. It's just a commission like what we're putting in.
Oh, okay. Oh, sorry for my misunderstanding, because I was like, this, we're a small town, and it's like, compared to San Diego Police Department, is a big misconduct there, not here. As far as I know, our police department is peaceful, but yeah, you're right. Thank you.
Can you provide us any more information about perhaps the size of this, who would be eligible, or we'll say, to be on it, and how they meet? Like, for example, I assume they meet behind closed doors with the police officer or witnesses or other people who might provide information. So could you comment on that? So yeah, there's three things, like who would be on it, how they operate.
Yeah, of course. So the structure is really, I can give a outline of the structure, but it really would come down to city council. So however it is enacted would come down to city council. My hope is that it would be community members that would sit on this council. Because like commissioners, they have the best way to be able to look at it and see, and you could have a mash of community members. They would probably meet just as we do, and perhaps meet alternatively, yes, with the officers. My hope is that the officers would be able to submit their statements and they would be able to go from there rather than being sit down and kind of doing it the way the county does. The county has those funds. We don't have those funds. So this would be more of them getting the statements and comparing them to the statement from the community member that's complaining.
Madam Chair, I have a question. Thank you for doing this, Vice Chair. So in the situation where we currently have an existing body that is internal to the PD, and if this commission or committee, however it is constituted by the city, do you see that a public person, a resident here in Chula Vista, will first complain to the internal department, or will they go to this committee or commission?
My hope is that they come to the commission, that they feel comfortable coming to the commission, because it is a separate entity outside of the police department. I do feel that there are people that have complaints about police officers or interactions and don't feel comfortable going to the police department. This makes it transparent for everyone.
So secondly, thank you for that. So if they come here or to this commission or committee that has been constituted, if the committee or the commission doesn't have power to investigate thoroughly, either by subpoena or others, right, if there is a, basically getting to the point of the PD is saying that, no, we cannot disclose this information to you, what power would this commission or committee have to get accurate information before deciding whether there has been a true, whether the concern is real or not?
Well, I think that's a concern with both San Diego and the county's CLRB board, in the fact that if an officer does not want to respond, then they are within their right not to respond. Right now, there is, again, no subpoena capability between any of them.
if an officer chooses not to respond, that really reflects on the department, in my opinion. If the officer is in the right, they can submit that statement. That statement would then be taken into account compared to the committee members. And if the officer is in the right, of course, it will come up that they are cleared, or we will be able to notice what the difference is and be able to explain it to the committee member or the community member. If they choose not to respond, then that commission, unfortunately, would not be able to get that response. But they would be able to then give a recommendation to the chief, and that's where we're going from. If there's a consistent issue, like let's say we have several community members that come back and say, you know what, there's consistently an officer that oversteps their boundaries, that's maybe a traffic officer or something, an officer, that then goes and the commission can then make a recommendation to the chief to say perhaps they need additional training. Perhaps this is an issue that you have to look at. That's really what both commissions in San Diego and the county do, is they do recommendations. And that does have power in itself. It's not as powerful as being able to subpoena, but it is a power to be able to bring to light anything that's a continuous problem.
Appreciate that clarification, because it helps to kind of have that neutral entity, which is basically a triage environment where people are saying that, okay, I can go to this body and at least somebody is giving me an opportunity to be heard, and then doing their best to clarify. And I believe that's what you mean by transparency, right? It's creating that environment. If we are truly becoming a city that is transparent, then if not, there's nothing to hide, then they're not going to be withholding any information. Am I right in saying that? That's the basic, the spirit behind what you're trying to do, or what we're trying to ask the city council and the city to do.
100%.
Anybody have any questions or comments? Commissioner Diaz?
Thank you, Madam Chair. So my humble suggestion would be maybe that we entertain the possibility, and I understand that we're just making a recommendation the city council will do as it will, but maybe we entertain the possibility of suggesting subpoena powers and a little bit more teeth to this commission or committee. And again, the council will do as they may, but I think it's always better to, you know, be able to give it a little bit of teeth as opposed to just something that goes through symbolic motions. While there is something to be said for the cathartic effect of going through the motions, but if it could have a little bit of teeth to possibly give resolution and prevent further escalation, I think that might be a good thing. So I would humbly propose that we consider suggesting that, if it's, you know, something that's agreeable to the rest of the commission.
Commissioner Kina, do you have any other response to that, or would you?
I have absolutely no problem with that, if that's what the majority would prefer. Mm-hmm. We can absolutely add it. Like I said, it's ultimately up to the city council to decide what they put forward. The only concern I have with the subpoena powers is who's going to look at the information. Will it be the entire commission as a whole, or who will be enforcing that? But absolutely, if we can word it into a way that we can create a dynamic where it works, I'm all for it.
No, we've had advice from the city attorney before as to our abilities to make recommendations to the city council. I wonder if their absence. They've been absent at our meetings for quite a long time, unfortunately, but I wonder if that would be something that the ad hoc would be able to also at least understand the legalities of subpoena and what may be a finding. Because what I understood from what this resolution looks toward is a commission or committee that would make a finding, and that finding would have some effect, of course. And so I think that the legal portion of this should be considered as we make our and word what we're going to put forward.
So is there an opportunity? I'm not quite sure what the status of the legal support the city has right now. Is there an opportunity for someone to to come to either a meeting to just talk about the implications of this?
Absolutely, we can make that request. The status of the department hasn't changed much, but there is an election coming in June that hopefully will fix that.
Is that what?
But we can make the request of the department for this specifically.
So would that be something that you want to have, is have someone from the legal department come to the meeting to talk about this? Or do you think that we can move forward at this point without that?
So I still intend to meet with Commissioner Will and get it together. They were unable to make this meeting because their plane got delayed.
Okay.
But my hope is to, once I meet with him and utilize his legal knowledge, we'll be able to tighten up the verbiage. And hopefully at that point we can send it over to the city's legal department and they can look it over and then advise before the next meeting if it's something that they see as suitable, something that's within the purview of a commission that would be put forth, and then they could return it to us to consider at the next meeting.
I think that's a great plan, to do it off and then come back at the next meeting with hopefully a final
draft. So at this point, do we need to make what was just recommended a motion or not? No.
I think there was sufficient feedback given to the author of the draft. Is that sufficient?
Okay.
We can continue the item if that's what the commission wishes to do.
Well, thank you for the work you've done. The work you've done on that so far. And we'll, again, as we said, talk about that at the next meeting, the updated draft. All right, the next item on the agenda is discussion. 4.4, discussion on possible celebration for Indigenous Peoples Day 2023. Could staff comment on what we've done in the past?
Sure. Last year we did a flag raising ceremony, and it was around the time when the, you may remember the Columbus Discovery Park Task Force was still working on their duties to rename the park and regarding the removal of the Columbus statue. So we had tribal leaders on that commission, and together with them and a few members of the commission, we were able to host a really beautiful flag raising ceremony, and we had bird singers and the like. So I wanted to kind of put it on everyone's radar early as the day comes by in November. October, sorry. Yeah.
So kind of related to this is, you may have noticed, but our next meeting is not going to be until October. So we would have to decide at this meeting what we want to do, and if we want to be involved with planning it, then that's all going to happen without meetings happening before that. The next meeting is not going to be into October for two reasons, and I'll ask city staff if she would like to comment on that.
Yes, so the August meeting will be canceled due to just conflicting work schedules. I will be out on at a retreat hosted for the city for executive senior managers. So it's a full day, and I won't be able to make it to staff the commission. And as you know, the commission really does require two of us here to support it. So for that reason, we won't have August. And then September, I will be out of the country getting married. So sorry about that. I apologize to Chair Branch for not organizing my wedding around the commission's meeting date.
I said
date.
To her, wait a minute. You didn't.
Sorry.
You didn't need just your wedding based on our meeting.
My apologies. Therefore, your next meeting will be in October.
So we have to determine if we want to do something, and if so, we would need a couple of people to work on that with city staff to plan something for that event in October. So any thoughts about that?
I have a question, Madam mm-hmm. Chair. Would this be planned for when, October 12th for Columbus Day? Now, the only comment I would make is, you know, to me, inclusivity is meant to be, you know, all-inclusive, and I have heard feedback from, you know, several European-American acquaintances where to them it is hurtful, you know, to substitute the day. So I'm definitely for celebrating Indigenous Peoples Day, but I think we should pick a different day. Just because by being inclusive to one demographic, we're alienating another, and that doesn't seem to me to be the wisest course of action. I think there's room for everybody. So I would humbly suggest that we go forward with the celebration. I think it's wonderful, and to the extent possible, I will personally collaborate with organizing it, but I do not think we should have it on what has historically been Columbus Day, because, again, that is... And I have received that feedback in my position and other positions of public trust, where that is quite hurtful to the European-American demographic.
And my apologies, it's actually Monday, October 9th. But that's the commission. That's something the commission can discuss. Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Commissioner Keene, you?
So I appreciate the feedback immensely. I believe Indigenous Peoples Day is specifically on what was formerly known as Columbus Day, and that was specifically to remove the title of Columbus Day from the calendar, is my understanding. I could be wrong. I'm open to being corrected. But we did have the sisters... of Italy, brothers, sisters of Italy?
Sons and daughters.
Sons and daughters of Italy that came, which I think is a fantastic Italian-based group. They came to the meetings when we spoke about the Columbus statue, and they said, absolutely, we don't need to recognize this day. They were the ones that came and said, you know, we would take the statue, we would keep it in, we would teach it within our historical context amongst ourselves. But they were one of the main proponents when we had this whole discussion about Indigenous Peoples Day, about removing the Columbus statue. And for me, if the community itself that celebrates and is proud and is wonderful and is the forefront of pushing through that diverse group is saying, it's okay, we understand, we know the historical context, I think it stands to reason that Indigenous Peoples Day has a right to be there as what it is. But I appreciate the feedback, absolutely.
Does anybody else have any feedback about that event?
Yeah, so I just have the concern with the name. So it says Indigenous Peoples Day. So on that day, we're supposed to respect and remember all the contributions that people in America, Indigenous people in America, did to our country and to respect their traditions and their beliefs. But my concern here is the name of the title of the event. It says Indigenous Peoples. Why shouldn't we write American Indigenous Peoples? Like that would, I'm not sure if we could make it more specific, you know, so to have like a more like center focused on remembering those that did a lot for our country back in time. So I'm not sure if we could write like American Indigenous People to make it more specific and so people could understand more what the day is about. You know, a lot of people don't understand the significance of the day. But if we were to alter the title a little bit, maybe that could make it more specific for our fellow Chuvistans to understand. That would be my only concern. I'm not sure why, if we could kind of alter the title.
Commissioner Keene, do you have a response?
So we do remember that America is North America, Central America, and South America. So when you say American Indigenous Peoples Day, you're including the entire continent and the continent below. And so it really stands to reason. But I think it's also important to call Indigenous Peoples Day because it's good to recognize that, remember, there were Mexicanos here.
right? There were Mexicanos, there's a whole group of different indigenous. I mean, the Kumeyaay itself, they're split in between Tijuana and here. So it's really nice to think of it as like all of us, really, in when we talk about indigenous. And it's not to say that there aren't indigenous people in European countries, but I think when we think of indigenous, we think of the Americas.
Mm-hmm. So I definitely think we should celebrate and recognize Indigenous People Day. I think the question is our commission in a position to support having an event? And that would mean that we have to have at least several people who are willing to work with city staff on what that would that be. And if for some reason we don't have enough people who are willing to do that, then unfortunately we will not move forward with it. But the question on the agenda is, are we going to support celebrating Indigenous People Day, not changing the name or bringing other potential celebrations? It's Indigenous People Day. Do we have any public comment on this item?
I believe Gina may want to speak.
I should go here.
We have no e-comments, however, on the item.
Oh, are you waiting for me? I'm sorry. I was just looking on my cell phone. It has October 9th. They say it's Columbus Day all day and that it's Indigenous Peoples Day all day on October 9th. So it looks like they just merged it together to include both European and Native American. So that's all I wanted to say. And just, I mean, when you say Mexican or Mexicanos, you know, we're a mix of European and Native American or Indigenous, however you want to say it. And my concern is that I just get the feeling lately that there's a lot of bashing against anything that's European or for lack of a better word, white. And I think that there, like this gentleman was saying, I think that there's room to celebrate both, because that's what America is. We're European and we're also indigenous. So my only concern is that not everything that, like there's blame to go around to everyone. Nobody is perfect. Everyone has made mistakes. Every country has made mistakes. Every ethnicity, every tribe, everyone has made mistakes. At one time or another, we were victims or we were conquerors. So, you know, it's easy to get caught up that everything prior to 2023 in our way of thinking nowadays, you know, we can't just condemn. Because I think times were very different then, and we have to kind of think about that too, and not to disregard the suffering, the exploitation of the Native people that were here. I mean, you know, but, you know, if maybe an option would be if we could split that October 9th, if we could split it, or celebrate both. But I mean, I understand everybody has strong views, and that's my point of view. Thank you.
The official has been always October 12th.
Thank you.
Could you please turn on your mic, Commissioner?
The as far as since I was growing up, I learned that Columbus Day is October 12th. I don't know the why change it, and worldwide it is celebrated on October 12th, not the 9th. Maybe here in the United States they're trying to merge them. And in my background, excuse me, I have also Italian, so that is something that for me, I grew up knowing that Cristobal Colón descubrió America. That's what I learned. So. But it's celebrated in October 12th, worldwide, in Mexico and everywhere else except here.
So right now, the agenda item is whether or not we, the commission, are going to support an event to celebrate Indigenous People Day. This is not a debate about the history of the Compass Day and celebrating one doesn't necessarily mean one's bashing another, but the agenda item is, does this commission want to support having an event celebrating Indigenous People Day? So,
I support.
And as I mentioned before, we may not have enough people who are willing to work on that to move forward with that, but that's what we need to determine right now. So I personally know for myself that I, because of my schedule, I'm not in a position right now to work in that type of event. But I would need probably 2, maybe 3 people who are willing to do that, working with city staff. And Commissioner Diaz, did you have?
Yes, so that we could make an informed decision when you know volunteering or voting on this. right now, personally, we're working on 4 different special elections at work. That's just my day job without counting all my other commitments. I am interested in helping out, but I guess the question would be, and this might be a question for city staff, what is the time commitment? What amount of man hours are we committing to for those of us that might be considering volunteering to help out with this event?
I would say that typically we have met at least 2x, no more than 1 hour. It could be virtual, given that it's not a quorum of the commission. We can meet virtually and separately from the rest of the commission and just work on planning the event, what it looks like, potential speakers, potential performances, that sort of thing. But I don't think we've ever met more than 2x and no longer than 2 hours and perhaps a few emails in between.
I was involved with working with city staff to help plan Juneteenth. And so basically I had one kind of more planning meeting and then a couple of follow-up phone calls with city staff. We talked about when it would be in terms of a date and time. We talked about what we want to happen at it. So we determined that we wanted to have a couple speakers. We also wanted to have some music. And so once we made that kind of plan, then different people reached out to the speakers or musicians. So I personally reached out to some people and asked them if they would participate, as well as city staff reached out to some people and asked them to participate. And we kind of would, you know, confer with each other every once in a while about whether or not someone can do it or not and kind of where we were in terms of getting the program together. So that's my experience with Juneteenth. In terms of working with city staff.
So it will be on October 9th?
Well, the event, I guess people have declared that October 9th is Indigenous People Day. That doesn't necessarily mean that it's on that day. So for example, I'll just go back to Juneteenth. Juneteenth is June 19th, but we actually ended up having our event on June 16th, just because that's what worked out in terms of scheduling and that kind of thing. So it would be up to the subcommittee or the group of people who put it together to make those final decisions. Commissioner Kina, you?
I think last year we met once via Zoom. And the majority of the planning and everything is done through city staff and then through Kumeyaay leaders. Kumeyaay leaders were part of planning and how they saw it and what the best way to honor it was. So I don't think it's a huge time commitment. It wasn't for me last time. I think it was like 1 hour maybe on one day right before. But the majority of it, city staff kind of puts together. They do the reach out to the tribal leaders, and they already are prepared for this. They have things that they've already put forth and incredible people that come, so.
Commissioner Olawi, did you have something? I thought at one point you had your hand. Okay.
So I think we should continue because that's what we're trying to get to,
overall, should we continue? I think we should do it this year. Last year was so great, and I believe everybody was happy to see that happen right here. I was part of the planning committee then, and I was present, and I saw everything. It was great, and I think it will look good even, you know, the new mayor doing that and, you know, welcoming them and doing all those speakers coming and things like that. It's a great thing, and I think we should continue, and I will be willing to be part of the planning committee for that. And like she said, I was there last year just over the Zoom. We can make this happen, I believe. And that's all.
Okay, so I hear then that we have Commissioner Alawi and perhaps Commissioner Diaz. I don't know if you said definitely if you want to be on there or not.
Yes, so I will volunteer to be part of the organizing committee, and to the extent it's amenable to everybody, I will try to get the county to participate. So I'll go ahead and make a motion that we go ahead and continue the celebration of Indigenous Peoples Day.
Commissioner Lawley?
So my question is, before we make the motion, how many volunteers is needed?
So
I think we need to determine that before we decide on if this is what we want to go ahead with, if we have enough volunteers.
Okay. So right now, what's the most we can have? We have people coming on and going off, and so what's the most we could have for a subcommittee?
I think for a subcommittee, 4 would be a safe number.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we have
it doesn't have to be 4, however.
But that's the most.
Correct.
Okay. Okay, so we have 2 people. Is there anyone else who wants to volunteer to be on the subcommittee? Okay, so I see Commissioner, I'm sorry, I apologize. Could you pronounce your last name for me again?
Laris.
Yes, Laris. Okay, so we have 3.
I don't believe I can volunteer, as most of the commission knows that this will be my last meeting because I was not renewed as a commissioner, but I would if I could. So I apologize.
So, I think I'll then join again as a 4. And then I think we need to be clear because a couple of commissioners have talked about Columbus Day issues related to this event, but the event is Indigenous People Day event. So we need to be clear that that's what we're planning that's what we're planning at this moment. So I think we should begin again. There was a motion for us as a commission to plan an Indigenous People Day event. We have 4 people who have said that they'll be on the subcommittee. So I need a second to the motion.
I'd like to second it, but can we also add a date to that motion, on the date that it's gonna be?
Well, I would say that the date is October 9th. It's the day that people generally recognize it, right?
Correct. That is the holiday. However, I would recommend that we consult with our tribal leaders and perhaps also the mayor's office to help determine a date for the actual celebration.
So I think we should, you know, we can try to get it on October 9th, but to the extent that we have other reasons to think that it can't be on October 9th, we can make adjustments. Okay, so we have a motion that we're going to support having an event for Indigenous People Day, and we have 4 volunteers, and I'm sorry, who seconded it?
Commissioner Alawi.
Okay, seconded. Any further discussion?
Just a suggestion, it can be the weekend, just like the June 19th, it was the weekend. It can be this October 7th, just for the committee.
Yeah, I mean, as we discussed, the committee can talk about when the good times would be, in consultation perhaps with the, like you said, the Kumeyaay people that we've consulted with in the past to figure out when would be a good time. All right, will the secretary please call the roll?
Commissioner Diaz?
Aye.
Commissioner Lake?
Aye.
Commissioner Lares Urquidez?
Aye.
Commissioner Alawi?
Aye.
Commissioner Pajanor?
Aye.
Vice Chair Kina Yup?
Aye.
And Chair Branch?
Aye.
Unanimous.
The next item on the agenda is 4.5, report on community input received by the Human Relations Commission through various channels. And so this, well, I'll just continue, report to include input, comments, and concerns from community members via a community survey and at the 2023 South Bay Earth Day. So as you can recall, we got some feedback from people at the South Bay Earth Day about different issues and concerns that people may have had who live here in Chula Vista. And then we also did a community survey online asking people's input on different questions related to the city. And at the last meeting, we talked about referring some of those comments to different departments throughout the city and asked staff if they could come back with a report related to that issue. And so we just received this here. So could one of the city staff people kind of explain what you've just handed out to us?
Yes, so prepared for you tonight is based off of the survey. There's the topic and the concern. And then from there, we identified the city departments or departments that would be handling this issue along with the city border commission that would be under their purview. And we also did some other resources that could be found on the topic on our city website. So before you is an Excel spreadsheet, but printed out, but on the actual spreadsheet, all these are linked. So depending on what it was, we identified resources, like for affordable housing on our city website, we do have a list of all the affordable housing in the city of Chula Vista and how you can contact them. And like that for any other item that was that has been addressed by city staff and the resource available for that.
May I ask a question?
Yes.
So the idea is that if this document were live on the website, for instance, users could click upon the blue hyperlink and it would take them either to the City Border Commission or the other resource. Is that accurate?
That's correct.
And does staff have a recommendation as to where on the website for Chula Vista this could be located? I for one, envision this as a document under our spot so that when people say, what does the Human Relations Commission do? We have a document here that has links in it that people can open and shows how we've responded to the concerns brought to us both through the survey and through our community outreach. But does the staff have any other suggestion as to where else this document could be found or easier located if someone is not as familiar with human relations?
I think as a work product of the commission, it's completely and wholly appropriate to have it, for sure, under the Human Relations Commission webpage. I think every specific department separately here has FAQs on their individual pages that address some of these. So we can go back and noodle it a little bit more, but definitely on the commission's webpage. And it can be listed as, you know, see the results of a community survey and resources.
I'm very pleased with this. I think it shows what I believe we were attempting to do with the survey, to gather information in an electronic form and through our community outreach to show that this commission is responsive to the needs of the community and to provide links to show how our city, through its commissions and through its committees and other resources, responds to the needs of our citizens. So I'm really pleased with this, and I want to thank staff and the commission itself for the vision that we had, the execution, and hopefully the lengthy or continued outreach that we can have electronically or through the internet.
And this, sorry.
So my motion would be to put this underneath the Human Relations Commission tab on the city website. But.
Commissioner Pashenger?
Madam Chair and Commissioner Lake, thank you for presenting this and working with the city staff to do this. This is great, and I think having this resource on the commission's page, as well as adding on to whatever issues that are brought here before the commission onto that in the future, would be a great resource that this commission can provide for folks, because people come here maybe, or they go to a website and they find this resource, and they, and it's much more linked up. And I love the way where it is not only showing which commission or which where they need to go, but the other resources that are there. And maybe there are, you know, by which we can add on to more resources here that the city is looking at and bringing into the city. So I love it, and I think this is a great opportunity to put it onto our website, so, or our web page.
So I have a motion. I don't think I've heard a second yet.
I second it.
Okay. And are there any speakers on this item, or e-comments, or anything?
There were no e-comments submitted, and we have no requests to speak, only a comment from staff.
So in the last meeting, in our June meeting, Commissioner Lake made a comment about an experience she had where she was trying to show a community member how to report an item through our Act Chula Vista. And based off that comment, it kind of triggered me to what is a really easy way when talking to the public to kind of address that. So, and unfortunately, not all social media works the same, but on our Instagram page, what I did do was, in the highlights, I went ahead and categorized different items, such as events, city newsletters, city departments, Act Chula Vista, online services, mayor and council, districts, and live meetings. So with Instagram, it would be really simple to show someone, go here. And so with each highlight, you can see different items. So for example, Act Chula Vista, if you were to click on that highlight, you can then see what Act Chula Vista is and it's linked. So you could easily just touch a button and then show someone, instead of having to go through your phone. So in some sense, it's kind of a very simplified version of what we offer on our city webpage on social media, specifically on Instagram.
Beautiful.
Madam Chair, if I could, I think for perhaps the October meeting, it would be a really great resource for each one of the Human Relations Commissioners to have maybe a showing of, because I do think our website also would get you to the blue link eventually if we went through. So some people are more geared toward, let me do the drop-down menus of our website. And I think if nobody's been to the Chula Vista website recently, it's definitely user-friendly. But I think perhaps walking some of us who aren't as familiar with Instagram so that we can say that when we're in public or when we are doing these public comments, I think that would be really helpful. because I believe that even the gentleman that I was assisting, he was a little older. I have no idea whether he would have Instagram. Mm-hmm. He may. I don't want to classify him as not being technological savvy. But if he had a younger granddaughter with him or something, you know, we could explain it that way. So I think the more resources we have to be able to point people towards resources in our city, the better.
Does anybody have any further comments, questions, discussion? So we have a motion and a second to have this chart put up on our website. Would the secretary please call the roll?
Sure. Commissioner Diaz?
Aye.
Commissioner Lake?
Aye.
Commissioner Lares Urquidez?
Aye.
Commissioner Olawi?
Aye.
Commissioner Pajanor?
Aye.
Vice Chair Kina Yub?
Aye.
And Chair Branch?
Aye.
And just to let you know, we will email this to you so you have it electronically and you can click on the links as well.
Okay, so at this time, it's time for staff comments.
I do just have a few updates. I wanted to let you know that Commissioner Custodio Tan has rendered her resignation from the Human Relations Commission. So while the city clerk hasn't processed it quite yet, they will soon. So there will be another vacancy on the commission here soon. I also wanted to let you know that the City Council adopted the second reading of the Privacy Advisory Commission that will be newly formed, and applications will soon be accepted. I'll be sure to send the information to the Human Relations Commission so you can help us spread the word and push it out through your networks. And I've let you know of the canceled meetings. That's all I had. As well as on the dais, you'll see an invitation to this year's Boards and Commissions recognition event. It's an event that happens every year in recognition of the volunteerism and the service of all board and commission members, as well as a recognition for those members who have termed out or served their full 2 4-year terms. It'll be next Wednesday, August the 2nd at 5:30 at Friendship Deck, which is the deck right outside the Civic Center Library.
Any other commission? I'm sorry. So that concludes staff comments. All right, time for chair comments. I just want to say that it's my understanding that this is the last meeting for Commissioner Lake. And I just wanted to thank her for her 6 years of service to this commission. She's just been made a significant contribution, taking leadership on a number of things, including having us go out to the public and participate in different events like Earth Day. Also, I think taking a leadership role in having us do the community survey and being involved with that process. So I just want to say that I'm, you know, very disappointed that your service is ending on this commission, but I just wanted to just let the public know that you have just made a very, very important, significant contribution to the city of Chula Vista in connection with your service on this commission. With that, I'll ask for commissioner comments. Commissioner, can I you?
I want to echo that, Sue. You are an amazing commissioner. When I came on, I knew little to nothing, and you were able to guide me through as a commissioner. I do feel like if it wasn't for you and Adriana and Mayor Salas, I probably would be sitting at home eating cheese puffs. So I'm really happy that you're here. I did want to apologize to all my commissioners for the email that was received this evening. I'm not going to address the inaccuracies, and that's not my job. I do want to reiterate that I have a job where I work with youth. I work with LGBTQ youth, and that draws a lot of ire. And from that comes a lot of people that don't agree with me, especially in this environment. So, again, I'm not going to address anything in it, but I do apologize that it filtered over into the Human Relations Commission, and I hope that you will all understand. If you want to speak to me about it privately, you may. I cannot speak about it publicly because it is a legal matter. Thank you.
Commissioner Diaz.
Madam Chair, if I may, to the commissioner whose last day it is, I want to say I'm very sorry that I will not have the privilege of serving with you. I do hope that we get to collaborate through other means and channels and through other commissions and organizations, perhaps. I get a very good sense, very good vibe from you, and I am really sorry that I won't have a chance to learn from you. But thank you for your service. On another note, kind of actually, this is a great segue. I was hearing that you were very proactive with doing outreach and such. Outreach is what I do for a living for the county. I would like to, continue that and ask this question for both Madam Chair and the staff. How proactive are we allowed to be as far as doing outreach, liaising with community groups and such? What are our parameters? What is the protocol for this commission? I realize I'm brand new, so excuse my ignorance.
Well, I'll just give a little snippet of what we've done. And when I spoke of that, we've gone to different events like the Chula Vista Earth Day event, and we've had a table, and then we've given out materials at the event and also solicited input from the community about matters of concern. And that's just, I think we've done a couple other places, my mind's going blank as well. So that's some of the community outreach that we've done and that Commissioner Lake was very instrumental in having us do, and was at those different events leading the way. We also did the community survey, which is also another way of providing input, where we through the city sought input sort of electronically on issues of concern. So I'll just stop there and see what. Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I just want to second what everybody else said and just want to say that, I feel sad that you're leaving, but I will really enjoy my time working with you with the survey and also, being at the Pride Day with you and the way we, man the table and, interact with the community and everything. That was very impactful, and I want to say that we're going to miss you and hope to work with you in the future.
So let me just hold on for 1 second. There was a question pending that.
And we can touch base offline as well. I know I owe Commissioner Pagenaud a meeting as well to kind of introduce the commission. I'm sorry we didn't have an opportunity to meet before this. But in terms of liaisoning with outside organizations, I guess right off the bat I would say that positions of the Human Relations Commission should be what's communicated, I guess. So if there's something, if there's like a topic, an issue, some matter that you may be discussing with an outside group, as a member of the commission, you're welcome to speak, but the position of the commission itself should really come from either the chair or the vice chair, especially if there's been some kind of position already taken on that particular issue. But you were selected to serve on this commission because you bring with you, resources, right? And an entire network that you can bring to this commission. So I would say if you're out there and you're liaisoning with a group and there's some matter that you'd like this commission to consider, then items can be placed on the agenda by either the chair, by city staff, items that we would bring, or by a majority vote of the commission.
But other than that, I guess I'm happy to set up a meeting to discuss a little bit further what the commission is all about, and then your role specifically to the commission. I know the city clerk distributed general rules for boards and commissions, which you may be familiar with, just general kind of Robert's rules or Brown Act type of practices that we follow.
Thank you for that. You're about to make a comment?
Oh, yeah. So I wanted to thank Commissioner Lake for her effort and the discipline that she has shown here in the Human Relations Commission. You know, something that we have to remember all as Chubistans and as a community is the fact that new opportunities open because of all the hard work and effort of those that were already participating in our community. You know, something that was interesting here in this paper where it says city outreach, it says give youth more opportunities on city commissions. Well, now we have the first youth advisor of any commission in the city of Chula Vista. But that would not have been possible without all the efforts that the current commissioners have done and have put into this in this commission in Chula Vista. So I wanted to thank her for the effort that she has done and the impact that she has had on the youth. For example, you have me here because of all the efforts that you have done and other commissioners have done to outreach and to approach the youth in Chula Vista. So thank you very much.
Are there any other commissioner comments? Commissioner Pagino?
Commissioner Lake, thank you for your service and your dedication. Your passion flows out naturally, so we'll miss you on this commission, but the months I've been over here, it's been a pleasure working with you, and God bless you as you move forward.
Any further comments?
May I respond? Okay, thank you very much, and I don't require any further comments from everybody. I can understand your feelings, and I'm going to be vulnerable. I'm very disappointed that I cannot continue on this Human Relations Commission. I have not yet served my full 2 4-year terms. I had a partial term, and then I had a 4-year term. However, on July 19th, I got a call from the mayor's office indicating that he was not going to renew my commission on this commission, even though I had fulfilled my requirements of renewing my ethics requirement and indicating that I would like to continue and volunteer. The other commissions that were available had been because of resignations. And I was continuing, and I wanted to show you all that I am dedicated to the city and have really enjoyed my time here. I wanted to thank Courtney and Anne and Adriana for guiding all of us through the beginnings of the Human Relations Commission here through the Welcoming City application, which if you're new, I believe it's really important to read the Welcoming City application. It shows you all of these resources and all of the ways the city is working to become welcoming, which is what our goal as human relation and our work as human relation commissioners is. I would also really encourage people who are the commissioners who are new to look at those approval documents, the feedback that we received from Welcoming City as to how we met those obligations amongst our own citizens. I really enjoyed my time working on the Immigration Know Your Rights presentations that we did, and I really also felt very strongly about working towards a resolution or a recommendation for the city council to recognize and to stop Asian hate. And I also was very dedicated, as you know and have mentioned, to the community survey and understanding what the needs of our community are. Another reason for one of my sorrows of leaving is that it leaves District 2 with no commissioner on this commission. District 1, 3, and 4 are heavily represented, and District 2 has currently no commissioners. And with the new commissioners, there was no commissioner from District 2. So I do want to just thank everybody here And wish everyone the very best of, you know, continue your hard work in the face of a changing landscape. The heart of the people of Chula Vista are why we're here. And so if you need anything from District 2, let me know. I will certainly come in and talk. Thank you very much, everybody.
Well, thank you. And with that, I'll adjourn the meeting. So it is 7:24 p.m. And I am adjourning this meeting of the Human Relations Commission to our next regular meeting on October 26, 2023 at 6 p.m.